Perfect. Just perfect. Now I get to put them all back together again. It's not my fault that Al's personal assistant quit. Why I got her job is, well, it's beyond me. Where am I going again? Oh, yeah. The archives. Don't want your love anymore. I wish I could get that song out of my head. Ziggy?
Yes, Dr. Fuller?
Remind me to delete that song from my personal files. Enough is enough. Will liked that song. Why would I want to keep it around to begin with? He didn't care about me or Mom. He just left.
Acknowledged. Please state your security clearance number for admittance.
Ziggy, you know it's me. Just let me in. These files are getting heavy.
Dr. Fuller, you know as well as I do that all security protocols must be followed. Please state your security clearance code.
Security clearance number 004-04017. Would you like my driver's license and social security number as well, Your Highness?
Security clearance number verified. That's not necessary, Doctor. I already have them in my database.
If you had them, then you had this security clearance code as well. Okay. Where do I put these?
All files start in alphabetical order from the left-hand side of the room and go exactly 4.5 meters to the right in the filing cabinets.
Great. Thank you, Ziggy.
You're welcome, Doctor. I wish it wasn't necessary to have hard copies of all of the data from Dr. Beckett's leaps, but Dr. Conniff says that it's necessary with all of the problems we've been having in the power supply to the project.
We wouldn't want to lose any of this. It's the only thing that stands between us and the committee shutting us down. Ziggy?
Yes, Dr. Fuller?
Do you know how many lives Sam's touched since he started leaping?
Approximately 7,852, give or take a few hundred because of the ripple effect.
Wow, that's a lot of people. Well, I'll just put these up and go back and get the rest of these that Al's been working on. Isn't that just peachy? I'm a physicist and a computer technician, not a secretary to get coffee and file paperwork. But somebody's got to do it. It might as well be me. Let's see here. Forby, Forge, Fuller. Fuller? Wait. Abigail Fuller. That's Mom. Ziggy, why is my mother's name in the Leaping Archives?
Dr. Fuller, that's classified.
I have clearance, remember, you mismatched set of circuit breakers? Why is she here? What's going on?
Dr. Fuller, all information about leaps concerning staff of Project Quantum Leap has been deemed classified and sent to Security Clearance Alpha 1, which, by the way, you don't have. I do suggest that you complete your duties. I estimate, gathering from all the data available, that Dr. Beckett could leap again in the next 2.3 hours.
Damn. It's right there. All you have to do is pick it up and read it, Sammy. Just pick it up. Ziggy can't stop you. Pick it up.
Dr. Fuller, you know you're not supposed to do that.
It's my mother. She's all that I have, Ziggy. Are you going to take that away from me, too?
No. Engaging privacy mode, disconnecting all video pickups.
Oh, thank you, Ziggy. Let's see here. August 8th, 1955. Totally way before I was born. Grandpapa? Sam leaped into him when Bart Ader's body was discovered in the swamp. Hey, I remember Mom saying something about this. They thought she'd done it because Violet Ader had disappeared a little earlier. June 14th, 1966. Sam leaped into Wilkin. What? Sam leaped into my father? Why? Mom was almost killed? She didn't tell me anything about this. When Tavis Perkins, a boy Abigail had been babysitting, disappeared, the town, at Lita Ader's instigation, blamed her and formed a lynch mob. Dr. Beckett kept Abigail from being shot and helped the town find the missing boy. Mom never told me. It should be noted that Ziggy has postulated that the reason why Dr. Beckett leaped was not only to save Abigail, but her daughter, Samantha Josephine Fuller. That's me. It has been determined within a 91.9% chance that Samantha Josephine Fuller is Dr. Sam Beckett's daughter. Oh my God. Come on, Sam, you gotta get control of yourself. You gotta. Oh, hell!
Dr. Fuller, where are you going? Oh no. Is there something wrong with Ziggy? She's not malfunctioning again, is she?
No, Gushy. It's not Ziggy. No. It's just me.
But, Dr. Fuller!
Breathe, Sammy. Just calm down. Easy does it. This can't be right. Will Kinman is my father, right? Yeah, that's right. He's the no good, dirty, rotten son of a bitch that left you and Mom to rot in the heat. Mom and I didn't deserve any of it. Mom! Come on, Mom. Be home. Please be home. What the heck is this box on my desk for? It wasn't there this morning.
Hello, Fuller Residence.
Mom? Oh, Mom, I'm so glad that you're home. I really need to talk to you.
What's the matter, honey? You sound upset.
I have a right to be upset, don't I? I am. I just read something that doesn't make a lot of sense to me, Mom. Oh, Mom, why didn't you just tell me?
Tell you what, honey?
This secret that you've been keeping from me about my father.
What? What are you talking about?
Why? Why did you tell me that Will Kinman was my father when he's not?
What are you talking about? Of course Will is your father. What would make you think that he's not? Did he call you and say that he isn't? That lousy... Samantha, you need to tell me what's going on right now. Spill it.
It's all in that file, Mom.
What? What file?
Mom?
She's not there, Dr. Fuller.
Ziggy? What's going on? Wait a minute. You cut the conversation. Why? That was personal.
For the daughter of one of the smartest men in the world, you certainly can be quite dense. It must be a human thing.
Ziggy!
Dr. Fuller, you said it yourself. You're 33 years old. And how old is Dr. Beckett?
He's... 47.
Do the math, Dr. Fuller.
Ziggy? Oh, that can't be right either. But how? I mean, I know how it happened, but when?
Obviously, when you read the file, in your emotional response, you neglected to observe the information that Dr. Beckett leapt into one Will Kinman on June 14th, 1966. He prevented your mother from being hanged when the boy that she was babysitting disappeared, and the town blamed her for his disappearance, displaying data now. Dr. Fuller, this is all the information on the events of Dr. Beckett leaping into the life of your mother, Abigail Fuller.
Sam leaped into one Will Kinman. I just read this. I'm pretty sure I did. Oh!
So you see, Dr. Fuller, your mother had no knowledge that Dr. Beckett was Will Kinman, so her claims that he is your father were, in effect, correct.
What? There's more? But I remember the attorney that came to the house. His name was Stanton. Sam Larry Stanton. Oh, boy. I remember. He came to help Mom when she was put on trial for the murder of Lita Ader. But Lita committed suicide. I saw it happen through the doorway. She picked up the knife and, whoa. He saved her. No wonder Will was never a big part of my life. Derek was more than a father than he ever was. Come in.
Sammy, Ziggy said you might need to talk.
Ziggy? No. Yes. Fine. So I found out some information that was lacking from my personal file that no one decided to tell me about. And here I am again. I've been pushed aside, just as I've been my entire life.
You found out about Sam and your mother, didn't you?
Why didn't URL tell me?
We decided that it would be best...
Best? Y'all decided what was best? What about if it was best for me to know who my father was? When were you going to tell me? Never? When Sam gets home?
Sammy. Yes, we were going to tell you when Sam got home. After he had a chance to deal with everything he went through while he was leaving and reacquaint himself with his life and his family. When he had a chance to tell his wife.
I see.
Al didn't put everything into those files, Sammy. There were things too personal to you and to Sam that he felt that should be left out. Sam was enthralled by your mother, and in a moment of weakness, he succumbed, and you were the result.
Thank you for putting it so bluntly. I'm the result of a one-night stand. It's a perfect perspective in one in such a position, don't you think? But don't worry about me, Dr. Beeks. I'll be fine. Just like always. Pushed to the side and always alone. Excuse me, won't you? I have files to put away. If you can't recall, I have extra duties to perform.
Sammy, one thing. When Sam was Larry Stanton, he told you something. Do you remember what it was?
What do you want from me, Verbena?
Sammy, please try to remember.
I don't want to. Just please leave.
All right, Sammy. Just remember, my door is always open if you want to talk.
One wanting to get into your mind and the other hanging around and not knowing when to leave you alone. I've got to deal with this and... Who sent this box? Mom? Mom. Oh, she probably thinks that I'm nuts. What's What's in this? What is this stuff? Why, it's Rune. My stuffed puppy dog. Hey, wait a minute. What's that? A music box? I remember this. Oh. He gave this to me. He took me to the store to get an ice cream just before we went to the trial. I saw the music box and thought it was the loveliest thing I'd ever seen. He smiled, and it was a sad smile. And then as we left the store, he bought it for me, along with the little gold locket to go in it. You said, oh God, you said you were proud of me. And I remember.
Do you believe in miracles, Mr. Stanton?
Miracles?
Someone, if they really love somebody, go back in time and be a part of their lives.
Well, if that's a miracle, then yes, I believe in miracles.
I want to go back in time someday.
You do?
I want to meet my daddy. I want to tell him.
Tell him what?
It doesn't matter.
Well, sure it does. It matters.
Just that I love him, but he knows. My Grandmama Fuller says so. She knows everything.
Sammy Joe Fuller. I love you. And I want you to know that everything's gonna be okay.
Attention all personnel. All command staff report to the control room. Dr. Fuller, that means you too. Dr. Beckett has leaked.
Thank you, Ziggy. Come on, Sammy, get your butt up and moving. You gotta figure this out. I've gotta get Dad home.